This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I feel prompted to quote all the lyrics of the whole song. It's a long song. And you say, why would you decide on this particular day in 2015 to talk about Bob Dylan's song? Because the opening phrase of the book we studied today, out of the book of Titus, Paul says, I am God's servant, period. End of story. You got to serve somebody. Listen to the lyric, and then we'll transition into the text and into the message. You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be a heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you got to serve somebody. You got to serve somebody. It may be the devil, it may be the Lord, but you've got to serve somebody. You might be a rock and roll addict prancing on the stage, might have money and drugs at your command, women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor or they may call you chief. But you've got to serve somebody. You've got to serve somebody. It may be the devil, it may be the Lord, but you've got to serve somebody. You may be a state trooper. You might be a young Turk. You may be the head of some big TV network. You may be rich or poor. You may be blind or lame. You may be living in another country under another name. But you've got to serve somebody. You've got to serve somebody. It may be the devil, it may be the Lord, but you've got to serve somebody. You may be a construction worker working on a home. You may be living in a mansion, or you might live in a dome. You might own guns. You might even own tanks. You might be somebody's landlord, or you might even own banks. But you've got to serve somebody. You've got to serve somebody. It may be the devil, it may be the Lord, but you've got to serve somebody. You may be a preacher with your spiritual pride. You may be a city councilman taking bribes on the side. You may be working in a barber shop. You may know how to cut hair. You may be somebody's mistress, or you may be somebody's heir. But you've got to serve somebody. You've got to serve somebody. It may be the devil, it may be the Lord, but you've got to serve somebody. Then one more verse. Just tolerate one more verse. You might like to wear cotton. You might like to wear silk. You might like to drink whiskey. You might like to drink milk. You might like to eat caviar. You might like to eat bread. You may be sleeping on the floor or on a king-sized bed. But you got to serve somebody. You've got to serve somebody. It may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody. When you use the term that Paul uses, I'm a servant of the Lord, you think, well, he's talking about being an apostle. He's talking about being a preacher, a missionary. Let me tell you something. Everybody in this room serves somebody. And I don't care where you work. We all serve somebody, and it's either, as Bob Dylan said, in my opinion, we either serve the devil or we serve the Lord ultimately. We make a choice. You know, to serve the world system apart from Christ ultimately is a choice to serve Satan. And I know that sounds, how dare you say that? But to say, I'm a servant of the world system apart from Christ is a capitulation to say, I serve Satan. In my opinion, just me, not you. We're going to read 4 verses today, and I'm going to share with you 5 brief things out of the first 4 verses out of the book of Titus. Titus is a young preacher like Timothy. We've been in 1 and 2 Timothy. Right in between the writing of 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, Paul wrote to another young minister named Titus. Interestingly enough, ministering on the island of Crete.
Well, this week and next week on Cross Hope, just 2 messages attached to the last series called Final Words from the Book of Titus. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.